Hey, Greenville.
Hey, good morning.
It's Saturday Splash with Maddie and Lynn.
94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
So we have a show today all about dogs.
So if you have started eating breakfast or if you haven't started eating breakfast, perhaps hold off your breakfast because we're going to talk about poo.
What?
Dog poop.
No.
How is that for the water?
Not good.
We'll get to that. We're going to start off today with a general discussion about pollution, and later on in the segment, we've got our guest Cameron Simon from the Greenville Humane Society, and then we're going to dive all into something brown and yucky and bad for the water, aka dog poop.
But before that, we have other things. Very special event today, so stay tuned. You'll want to come on out.
We are at the Mutt Strut, the Greenville Humane Society's annual dog run to raise funds for the Humane Society, which our dear friend Cameron will talk about in the next segment of the show. But it's Mutt Strut Day, bright and early. We're out. We're there.
Come see us.
Hello. Come say hey. All right. Let's talk about pollution.
Okay.
So our whole mission at the Soil and Water Conservation District is water pollution and teaching people about pollution, about stormwater, about how to keep our waters clean. So what is pollution? Let's break that down a little bit. I went this morning and I pulled out this really cool tool called the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And the Merriam-Webster Dictionary says pollution is the act or process of making land, water, air, etc. dirty and not safe or suitable to use. Or pollution is substances that make land, water, air, etc. dirty and not safe or suitable for use.
Okay, I have two questions.
Go.
First, did you actually pull out a dictionary or did you look at it online?
I pulled out dictionary.com, Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
Perfect.
From the internet.
And secondly, what is that et cetera that you're talking about?
Other things, land, water, air. We could talk about animals. We could talk about trees.
Hmm.
Just natural resources.
Just et cetera. Okay.
Things that pollute and dirty other things. Anyway, so we have two general categories of pollution. The first is called point source pollution, and the second is called non-point source pollution. So point source pollution is a single identifiable source of pollution, like a pipe or a drain. And that's often industrial wastes, which are discharged into rivers and seas. High-risk point source waste pollution discharges are regulated by the EPA through the Works Approval and Licensing System and associated compliance and enforcement activities. Blah, blah, blah. All that means is that if you are a factory or some kind of industrial entity that drains, you have to get a permit. The EPA will let you know how much of what you can put into the water, and sometimes you can't put things at all into the water.
So it's easy to remember, though, point source solution comes from a point. For instance, when Lake Conesty turned fluorescent chartreuse green in February, that was something that came from a point source pollutant.
You can basically point to it
and say, hey, all this green dye, it's coming from here.
And you can tell where it's coming from. Point source pollution is, there's no good kind of pollution, but with point source pollution, you can at least figure out where it's coming from. Usually from a factory or a sewage treatment plant.
Oh, yay, sewage treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the poop.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, that's the theme for today, so why not work it in where we can?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so some factories discharge their effluents, which is just the discharge water, directly into waterways. Others treat it before it's released, and others send it all the way to the sewage treatment plant. It has to either be clean enough to put in the river or it gets clean enough to get put back into the river. So to control point source pollution discharge, the Clean Water Act, passed in the 1970s, established the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, or NPDES. This is our whole operating permit with the county. It's very fun and technical, and yeah, NPDES.
I think that's the first time anybody's ever called NPDES fun.
Yeah, it wasn't sarcastic at all. Under the NPDES program, factories, sewage treatment plants, and other point sources must obtain a permit from the state and EPA before they can discharge their waste into any body of water. So point source pollution is, if you can figure out where it's coming from, it's relatively easy to control.
Generally speaking. Now we have non-point source solution pollution.
This is the tricky one. So non-point source pollution is also called diffuse pollution, and it refers to inputs and impacts which occur over a wide area and are not easily attributed to a single source. So you can't just point to it and say, here's where it's coming from, because it's coming from all over the landscape. And they're usually associated with land uses such as urban land use, agricultural land use, and forestry land use.
So good ideas of what would be a non-point source pollution would be things like animal waste, pet waste, the previous poop we were talking about, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizer from agriculture.
Litter.
Yeah.
Things that you might be able to see in the water, but you can't really trace it and figure out where it's coming from. So stormwater is actually one of the major non-point sources of pollution impacting water qualities because it picks up all of those pollutants. And as we have discussed before, rainwater picks it up, dumps it right into the river or into storm drains, which lead to the river. So non-point source pollution, of course, is awful for the environment, awful for the water. It's also bad for the economy here, especially here in South Carolina. When we get down to the coast, we make lots and lots of money at the coast. So in the U.S., U.S. coastal and marine waters support 28.3 million jobs, and it generates $54 billion in goods and services through activities like shipping, boating, and tourism. In South Carolina, DNR sold 4,219 commercial fishing licenses last year, in 2011, actually. 87% of those were South Carolina residents. So people are out fishing, and the total value of landed seafood products in recent years has been about $2 million per year. And South Carolina's recreational fishing industry is estimated to contribute approximately $594.5 million to the state's economy. So a lot of money coming from fishing, both commercially and recreationally. Well, you need healthy water to have healthy fish. So I remember, everything from Greenville and beyond makes its way down into the Atlantic Ocean.
And that's not even considering the sport fishing and the, you know, up here in the upstate, right here where we are in Greenville, people like to go fishing, and some people like to eat the fish out of the rivers and streams. Trout fishing, big.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty trouts, not so big.
Not good.
No.
Not good. Yeah, and ports, too. Our ports contribute $45 billion in economic activity in 2015.
And this is something we had talked about on a previous episode. We talked about the blue-green algae bloom in Florida. Guess where that came from? Non-point source pollutions.
Agriculture.
Yeah. So
yep,
we want to avoid that.
Yep. Plus people going down to the beach. And I know this seems a little bit far reach because we're up here in the mountains, but I go to the beach pretty regularly. We're only a 3-hour drive, so I'm assuming that some of you guys are too. Coastal tourism is responsible for half of South Carolina's $17 billion tourism industry. And people like to go there because it's nice, it's pretty, it's clean. But if it gets changed, if it gets polluted, no, no, no. We lose our tourism dollars.
We don't like that. We also don't like swimming in polluted lakes, for instance. I don't. You?
No, no. I do not.
Wildlife also doesn't enjoy polluted water.
No.
Yeah.
No, they do not. So non-point source pollution, that one is tricky. So that's very high on the EPA's list of pollution to try to find, regulate. But that's where we all come into play because, you know, factories have some say in what comes out of their pipes. But, you know, we as people, this is what we can do.
Yeah, but now we're going to move away from pollution. Now that y'all know what it is and we have discussed it and now you know. Now we can talk about how you can stop it. But first, we're going to have an exciting visit at the Mutt Strut.
That's right. You're tuned in to the Saturday Splash on WGTK The Answer.